بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 19th session reading from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, the clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith by Imam Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'adi rahimahullah. Today, inshallah, we're going to continue with what we were covering in the previous sessions, that is, those things through which Iman may be achieved, increased, and strengthened. And we already mentioned a number of those things from this second section of the book. And today, inshallah, we're going to continue and mention the next two points that the author, rahimahullah, mentions. Before we go on to the discussion for tonight, we're going to quickly review some of the matters that we discussed last week based on the modified questionnaire study guide number 18. The first question being, mention the three general aspects of Allah's sifat. Three general aspects of Allah's sifat mentioned by the author, rahimahullah, as being indicated by a tafakkur fil qawn, yani reflection upon and pondering over what Allah has created in the universe. Yani he said that from amongst those things, from amongst the most important things through which Iman is achieved and strengthened and increased, is by pondering, reflection, contemplation over what Allah has created in the universe. And he mentioned three areas of the sifat of Allah that are indicated by that kind of reflection. One of them, okay, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qudratullah wa azamatihi, indicated by the greatness and the magnificence of the creation itself. This points to Allah's power and His ability and His magnificence and greatness as well. Second one. Yeah, fadl. Okay, looking at the beauty of the creation, yani its arrangement, its organization, its perfection, yani this points to, from the sifat of Allah, the Shaykh said, it points to the, yani sa'ati ilmillah wa shumuli hikmatihi, yani the vastness of Allah's knowledge, the vastness of Allah's knowledge, and the comprehensiveness of His wisdom. Yani it's pointed to by what? Pointed to by the beauty and the excellence of the creation and the arrangement and the order and the perfection of Allah's creation. Points to His vast knowledge and comprehensive wisdom. And the third thing that he mentioned? Now.
The benefits of the law and the favors upon the creation and numerous are infinite.
Now. The many different types of benefits that Allah has provided to the creation, and many yani blessings and bounties and favors which cannot be counted or enumerated. And the Shaykh said that this points to sa'ati rahmatillah. Yani it points to the vastness of Allah's rahmah and His jood, His generosity, and His birr, His kindness. Yani the many, many blessings and benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the creation points to yani the vastness of His mercy and His generosity and His kindness. The second question, mention the four things that are called to by engaging in this pondering over what Allah has created in the universe. Yani, if a person engages in this pondering over the universe, this invites a person to what? It invites a person to the ta'zeem, the exaltation, glorification of the one who created it, who brought it into existence. And as well, it also points to, yani, it directs a person and calls a person to being grateful to Him. Yani, shukrihi. Wallahaj bidhikrihi, and to be constantly engaged, frequently engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ikhlas ad-deen lahu, yani to make the deen purely for Allah alone. And this is the most important matter of these things, of the many things that reflecting upon the creation calls one to, yani to the exaltation of Allah, to being grateful to Allah, to remembering Allah, but most importantly, to make yani everything, yani every act of worship sincerely for Allah alone. The third question mentions some of the things necessitated by reflection upon and examining every created being's dire need of their Rabb, and especially the human being. Our yani whoever reflects on how we are yani in dire absolute need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this yani should necessitate in that person certain things. The Shaykh mentioned a number of matters from amongst them. Now,
to have complete reliance upon Allah, to have absolute
complete reliance upon Allah,
to have absolute trust that Allah is his Lord,
absolute trust, yani, in what Allah has promised. Now,
and we give him total, and we have total belief in what Allah says in his
Name. Okay, to have yani total belief, faith, confidence, a thiqa. Yani to have trust and confidence in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And he also mentioned from amongst other things, kamal al-khudu', that a person yani has yani absolute humble submission and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as well yani kathratu du'a, frequently calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbling yani humbly begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we need of good in our worldly life and in our religious life, and to protect us, to repulse from us everything of harm that harms us in our worldly life and in our religious life. These are some of the things that the Shaykh mentioned, and he also mentioned that yani that we would be yani desirous, yani we would be desiring, wanting, seeking, needing yani his yani kindness and his goodness and his charity and his benevolence to us. The fourth question discussed the author's explanation of the relationship between al-iman and al-shukra, yani thankfulness or gratitude, the relationship between al-iman and al-shukra, in reflecting upon the abundance of Allah's bounties. What is the relationship that the author, rahimahullah, mentions between iman and shukra? Now,
iman will cause a person to be to have shukra.
That iman calls a person to have shukra, to be grateful, to be thankful. A person, whoever has iman, this prompts, invites, calls, encourages a person to be grateful. If you really have iman, then you'll be grateful when you reflect upon the numerous abundance of the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he said, and from the opposite direction,
it will strengthen the person's iman. I mean, iman will strengthen with gratitude and be grateful.
That iman is strengthened by that gratitude. Iman is strengthened. It is increased. It grows due to gratitude. Iman calls a person to be grateful, and that gratitude that the person exhibits, it causes iman to grow, to increase. So he said that the relationship between them is reciprocal. That is, each of them is mulazim wa malzum lil akhar. Yani each one of them is inseparable from the other. Yani sticks to the other, is inseparable, and each one of them also necessitates yani the other. Iman necessitates that a person be grateful, and gratitude necessitates that that iman be increased, that it grows. Question number 5, discuss the author's explanation. And this point here is a tremendous point. I mean, this point the Shaykh makes in a couple of sentences, 2 or 3 sentences. But actually, if we reflect upon what he's saying here, that iman calls a person to be grateful. So, yani, if we have iman, then it should be calling us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of his bounties and favors. And if we, yani, manifest that gratitude, if we fulfill the obligation of being grateful for Allah's favors, this will increase our iman. And then, yani, it will go back and forth. Yani, being grateful increases iman. Iman, yani, calls the person to be more grateful. And the more grateful you are, the more your iman increases. The more iman increases, the more grateful you are, and there is no end to it. Yani, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person has iman and they express the gratitude, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, yani, the meaning of which is, yani, ajaban li amr al-mu'min. Yani, amazing is the affair of the believer. The whole of his affair is good for him, and this is not so except for the believer. And that is because when good comes to him, shakara fakana khayrun lahu. And when harm comes to him, sabara fakana khayrun lahu. This is not so for anyone except the believer. That is that when any good comes to the believer, they are thankful. This is what the Shaykh is talking about here. That the iman, yani, causes a person to be thankful. And on the other side, when other than good comes, yani what we don't like, then the mu'min is patient. And because of that patience, even the harm that comes is good for that person. Because Allah rewards them for their patience. And when good comes, if they are grateful, then not only they have good, but they also get rewarded for being grateful. Whereas the person who doesn't have iman, when good comes to them, they're not grateful, so it's not good for them. Because in Yawm al-Qiyamah they'll be called to account for that. And when harm comes to them, they're not patient. So it's not going to be good for them, because they get the harm that comes to them, and then the punishment for not being patient as well. Allahu musta'an. Question number 5, discuss the author's explanation of the mutual relationship between iman and dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. The mutual relationship between iman and dhikr. Now,
Dhikr is the essence of Iman, of worship.
Okay, Dhikr is the essence, the core of Iman.
And the more that one increases Dhikr, the stronger the Iman grows.
The more a person increases, the more a person, yani, remembers Allah, then, yani, this will, what? Cause their Iman to increase. And this will call a person as well to any increase of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person remembers Allah, the more the Iman increase, and Iman calls a person to remember Allah more and more and more. As the Shaykh said, whoever loves Allah, then yani that person will increase in the yani dhikr of Allah. Man ahabba Allah akthara min dhikrillah. So this is very, very important as well, yani the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we try to increase yani in our daily remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the adhkar al-sabah or adhkar al-masah, or the yani general remembrance of Allah throughout the day after the obligatory prayers, and on every other occasion, yani the remembrance of Allah, yani we should be constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah. Question number 6 mentioned the statement of Mutarrif ibn Abdullah al-Shikhir rahimahullah concerning the importance of dua. Naam.
Dua is the key to every good, and that which demands every good is dua.
Naam. Dua, he said, is miftah kulli khayrin. Dua is the key of every good, and that's because all good is in the hands of Allah. All good is in the hands of Allah. And therefore, yani, the key for every good, it is, yani, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the beginning of the statement, the Shaykh mentions that he reflected upon yani khair, and he realized that there are many abwab al khair, yani as-salat is khair, as-siyam is khair, but yani all of this khair, yani nobody will be able to achieve any of it except by yani help from Allah. Therefore, the key to achieving khair, it is ad-du'a. The last question lists 6 matters mentioned by the author rahimahullah, which iman is derived from, caused by or strengthened through. 6 matters. Yani, in some of the books, the mention of these matters are numbered differently. But in any case, yani, the matters are the same. So I said 6 because yani that's how it came in the Arabic text that we were reading. But in some of the other texts, it came as 7. In any case, let's mention the first of them. He said the things that
knowledge
of Allah's names and their meanings and worship of Allah by them. The second of them, he said, that's the most important of them. And the second of them, he said, contemplating, reflecting upon the Qur'an. Reflecting upon the Qur'an. The third one, he said, that was the fourth one, the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Before that, he said, knowledge of the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and then reflecting on the life of the Prophet, his characteristics and qualities. And last week we had 2 more.
Pondering upon the creation,
pondering upon the condition of need of the created beings and the human beings specifically, pondering upon the yani kathratu ni'am Allah, yani the abundance of the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing he said was yani kathratu al-dhikr and al-du'a. Kathratu al-dhikr and al-du'a. The point of summarizing these points yani from week to week is so that we don't forget them. Because the point is that we want to implement them. So we want to be reminded every time we gather together. We want to be reminded of these things and to look at ourselves and examine, yani, to what extent we have begun to implement them in our lives. Today, I'm not sure we're reading in English. I forgot to check. But in any case, in Arabic, we're reading from page 54, the bottom of the page. It says number 7. In the English, it might be 8, maybe.
Knowing the excellent qualities.
Knowing the excellent qualities. That's page
55, 2.8.
Page 55, 2.8. That means that it's numbered as 8 points in that book. Okay. So in Arabic, in the text that we're reading from, it's numbered as 7. 2, I guess, it means the second section of the book, and 8 means the 8th point. So here, yani, we are coming together, even though the number is a little bit different. The Shaykh, he says here on this particular point, and really, this is a tremendous point that we need to ourselves examine for our individual benefit as well as for the benefit of others, especially in da'wah, yani the mahasin ad-deen, yani the beautiful aspects of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, وَمِنْ الْأَسْبَابِ الْجَالِبَةِ لِلْإِيمَانِ مَعْرِفَةُ مَحَاسِنِ الدِّينِ. Yani from amongst the causes, the means of obtaining al-iman or earning al-iman is through ma'arifatu mahasin ad-deen. And he having knowledge of, being acquainted with the mahasin, the beautiful aspects, the merits, the good qualities of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing about them. Now perhaps we all know about them to some extent, right? We are Muslims, we are living Islam, but we need to actually be able to yani focus on the different aspects of Islam that will enable us to be more grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would be a means of increasing our iman, and also a means of calling others to al-Islam. He says, فَإِنَّ الدِّينَ الْإِسْلَامِ كُلُّهُ مَحَاسِنٌ. Yani the deen of Islam, the whole of it, all of it is good. Every aspect of Islam is good. So when we talk about the good qualities of al-Islam, yani they are innumerable. The Shaykh mentions a few of them. But every aspect of Islam is good. He says, أَقَاعِدُهُ أَصَّحُّ الْأَقَاعِدِ وَأَصْدَقُهَا وَأَنْفَعُهَا. Yani the creed, the aqidah, the beliefs of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most authentic, the most valid, the most correct of beliefs that any people have. And they are the most truthful, and they are the most beneficial. And they are the most beneficial. Yani what we believe in Islam, these are the best. They are the most truthful, and they are the most beneficial of beliefs. وَأَخْلَاقُهُ أَحْمَدُ الْأَخْلَاقُ وَأَجْمَالُهَا. And likewise, the akhlaq, the character, the morals and the manners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this way of life, al-Islam, are the most praiseworthy of character, characteristics and qualities and manners, and the most beautiful and excellent of them. And if we look at the akhlaq of Islam, yani the aspects of akhlaq, there are many. But we can, like, if we go to the book, yani that the, some of the books that the Shaykh has written concerning this topic, we'll see that he has enumerated some of the most, yani, outstanding aspects of character in Islam. And we'll see that, yani, there are many, they are innumerable. And we should, yani, be able to look at them and focus on them a little bit. After this, he says, وَأَعْمَالُهُ وَأَحْكَامُهُ أَحْسَنُ الْأَحْكَامُ wa أَعْدَلُهَا. That the actions, the deeds, the works, the worship, and the ahkam, the legislations, legal rulings in Islam, are the best of legislations, rulings, and the most just of them. Yani what Islam, what is legislated in Islam is the best and it's the most just, and likewise, yani in terms of the actions, the deeds, the acts of worship, they are the best acts of worship, yani better than anything that other people are doing in terms of how they fast and how they pray and whatever they do in their religion. If we were to compare, there's no comparison whatsoever. وبهذا النظر الجليل يزين الله الإيمان في قلب العبد ويحببه إليه. Yani in looking this, yani in looking at the deen of Islam subhanahu wa ta'ala and these various aspects of Islam, the aqaid, the beliefs, the akhlaq, the character and manners, the ahkam and the amal in Islam, in looking at them, yani a person, yani through that examination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifies iman in the heart of the human being. Yani if a person examines these beautiful aspects of Islam, this will cause iman to be beautified, to be adorned in the heart of the believer, and it will cause iman to become beloved to him. To become beloved to him. And this is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani blessed the best of his creation, yani, as mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat, the 49th surah and 7th ayat, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ, meaning the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Yani Allah has caused iman to be, yani, beloved to you. And He has beautified it, adorned it, made it attractive in your hearts. And that's the most important place, yani, for, yani, something to be. The love of something in the heart. the adornment, the attraction, the beautification of something in the heart, because it's from the heart that everything stems. So Allah made iman to be beloved to them, and He made iman to be attractive, yani to be beautified and adorned to them in their hearts. And this is what it does. If we examine Islam carefully in its various aspects, it will cause iman to be more beloved to us, and it will cause it to be beautified and more attractive to us. فَيَكُونُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي الْقَلْبِ أَعْظَمُ الْمَحْبُوبَاتِ وَأَجْمَلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ. So iman will become, after this examination, inspection, and looking at the various aspects of Islam, iman will become the greatest of the things that are loved in one's heart. It will become the greatest of everything that one loves. This will be the greatest of them, and it will be the most beautiful of all things. وَبِهَذَا يَذُوقُ الْعَبْدُ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَيَجِدُهَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. So in this way, yani, a person will taste the sweetness of iman. Yani when it becomes beloved to him in his heart, and when it becomes beautified in one's heart, then a person, yani, will taste the sweetness of iman. And they will find that iman in their heart, and they will find that sweetness, the halawa of iman, in their heart. فيتجمل الباطن بأصول الإيمان وحقائقه وتتجمل الجوارح بأعمال الإيمان. And so, yani, the inner part of the human being, the soul, the spirit, the heart, will become beautified by the fundamentals, the foundations of iman and its realities. Yani, this believing in these foundations of Islam, believing in Allah and the angels and the books and the messengers, and the prophets and the messengers and the judgment day and the qadr, yani believing in this, yani the heart is beautified by it. The heart is beautified by believing in this and the other realities of iman, and the outward limbs of the human being is beautified by the actions of iman, by the outward actions of iman, like salat and zakat and siyam and hajj and so on. وفي الدعاء المأثور, and in the supplication that has been transmitted to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Allahumma zayyinna bi zinat al-iman, zayyinna bi zinat al-iman, waj'alna hudatan muhtadin." O Allah, beautify us with the adornments of iman. Yani, the beauty that we want is not just beautiful clothing, yani a beautiful outward appearance, but rather what we want, most importantly, is the adornment of iman. Yani, the person who has iman in their heart, then that person is adorned by that iman, and they are beautiful no matter what their outer appearance may be. وَجَعَلْنَا هُدَاتًا مُهْتَدِينَ, and make us of those who are, yani, guides, who guide others. وَمُهْتَدِينَ, those who are guided, yani, who follow and accept the guidance, who are rightly guided. Just a couple of comments, from Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, al-Badr, hafidhum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. He said, yani, under this title of, from amongst the causes or means of achieving iman, is knowing the beautiful aspects of this deen. He said that the human being looks at, examines carefully the beautiful aspects of this deen. Yani, this is from the means of achieving iman and increasing it and strengthening it. Because the whole of this deen, its belief system, yani its acts of worship and deeds, yani its ahkam, its akhlaq, all of it, yani is the best, the most lofty, the most noble of, yani, whatever we find anywhere amongst the people in terms of their beliefs and their actions and their legislations and their character and manners. So reflecting upon the beautiful aspects of this deen is from those things which necessitate iman for the one who had not yet believed. And it is also from the means of strengthening iman and increasing iman for the one who already believed. Many of the people, from those who don't have iman, when it has been mentioned to them something, some aspect of the beautiful aspects of this deen, some of them entered Islam instantly, and they hastened to accept it and to enter into this deen. And this is something that many of us have witnessed. I know myself, living in the Gulf countries, in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries, we found yani, thousands and thousands of people accepting Islam yani, quickly, just by knowing, coming to know something about the beauty of Islam. And from the examples of that, I remember when I was in Medina, and yani, it was during the Gulf War, and the military troops that had been stationed in Riyadh were having an opportunity to learn about Islam. Yani, the government allowed, yani, the American government allowed them to attend gatherings where people were explaining what Islam was. And so many of those people accepted Islam that every week they used to come through Medina on their way to Mecca to make Umrah, those who had recently accepted Islam. Sometimes buses of them every single week on their way going to make Mecca to make Umrah after they accepted Islam, they used to come through Medina and we used to teach them how to perform Umrah, and sometimes if we were free we would accompany them. Thousands of American troops accepted Islam to the extent that at some point the government cut that off. Stopped letting them know about Islam. Now, the Sheikh says that many of the people, just by knowing one or some of the beautiful aspects of Islam, hasten to enter Islam. And for this reason, Al-Imam, Al-Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said, he swore by Allah, saying that I swear by the one whom there is nothing that deserves to worship except him, لو بُيِّنَتْ مَحَاسِنَ الدِّينَ الْإِسْلَامِ لِلنَّاسِ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَدَخَلُوا فِي الدِّينَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَفْوَاجًا. And if Islam had been made clear, the beautiful aspects of Islam had been made clear to the people as it should be done, yani what we are responsible to do, if it had been done, the people would have entered into Islam, yani in crowds. Masses of people would have entered Islam. And this shows that if we don't see masses of people entering Islam amongst us, that means that there's some shortcoming on our behalf in clarifying the beautiful aspects of Islam to the people. And that's why this is something that we need to yani read about and learn about, and prepare ourselves to present to people who have not yet accepted Islam. He said the beautiful aspects of Islam, these are from the greatest things that call people to this deen. And again, yani, if the beautiful aspects of Islam had been made clear, then the people would have entered Islam yani, in crowds. How many people did we see into Islam just by knowing one aspect of the beautiful aspects of Islam? Yani, not knowing all of the beautiful aspects of Islam, but even one aspect. A person may, yani, one aspect may call a person to enter Islam, and they would, yani, accept Islam, and they would love Islam, and by the permission of Allah, they will remain upon Islam, yani, without even knowing the totality of the deen. The Shaykh says that some of the du'at, the people who were responsible for calling to Islam, were given, yani, success by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, of calling people, non-Muslims, to Islam, just by, yani, enumerating to them the beautiful aspects, yani the beautiful characteristics of Islam. And these people have been successful, yani in getting many people to come to Islam amongst those who are not Muslims. And he said, likewise, even the Muslims, if they read about the beautiful aspects of Islam, then through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause them to increase in Iman. And he said, many of the scholars have written books about the beautiful aspects of Islam, yani enumerating them. And the author, Al-Imam Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, has written a book which he says is very beneficial. It is entitled Al-Durra Al-Mukhtasara Fi Mahasin Al-Din Al-Islami. And I read this book years ago, so when I saw the Sheikh saying this, I had to go back and try to find it. Alhamdulillah, I found the PDF file for it, and as I was looking through it, mashallah, yani many things that we have forgotten about, we read before, we have forgotten. This is a book that I think it is translated into English, but I couldn't find it in English. But in any case, inshallah, if anybody would like to read this book, Ad-Durra Al-Mukhtasara Fi Mahasin Al-Din Al-Islami, it is a tremendous book written by the author that we are reading from now. He also said that another book written by the author concerning this topic is Ad-Din Al-Sahih Yahullu Jamee Al-Mashakil, that the true religion is the, yani, solves every problem. Yani, every problem is solved by the deen of Islam, yani the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of these are yani relatively brief. The second one is even actually smaller than the first one, not even 20 pages. And each of them contains many, many beneficial points concerning the beautiful aspects of Islam. So the Shaykh, he ends by saying, yani if a person were to read the like of these things, yani the people who ask for Islam and they are not a Muslim, this would invite them to Islam, and for the Muslim it would invite them to the strengthening of their iman and the increase of their iman, and yani encourage them to protect and guard their iman and give care to it. And then he mentioned what the Shaykh said at the end, yani that through this means a person will taste the sweetness of iman, and iman will be yani strengthened and yani established in their heart, and this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the second point that we want to mention tonight is from وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ مُقُوِّيَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي تَحَقُّقِ فِي مَقَامِ الْإِحْسَانِ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى خَلْقِهِ. Yani from the greatest things that strengthen iman is that a person strives, makes an effort, al-ijtihad, makes an effort to achieve, to realize the station of al-ihsan. And we mentioned previously the hadith, known as the hadith of Jibril, in which he came to the Prophet ﷺ amongst his companions, and he asked him, what is Islam, and what is iman, and what is al-ihsan. So here, yani, from that hadith we know yani something about al-ihsan, as the Prophet ﷺ in that hadith describes it. We're going to take a look at that hadith just briefly tonight, and some comments concerning it. In any case, the Shaykh says, yani from the things, the greatest things that strengthen iman is al-ijtihad, striving to achieve, to realize, to actualize yani this high station of al-ihsan in the worship of Allah, and al-ihsan ila khalqihi, and in one's relation, dealings, yani with the people, treating them well and being good to the people. So that a person will strive to worship Allah, كَأَنَّهُ يُشَاهِدُهُ وَيَرَاهُ. Yani that a person, this is the first, yani aspect, of, yani ihsan, that a person worships Allah as though, yani you see him, as though you witnessing Allah in front of you. If a person doesn't have the strength or the ability to achieve this level, then he said they should call to mind and try to be conscious of the fact that Allah is watching them, that Allah sees them. And if a person cannot reach the level of ihsan, that is, yani they worship Allah as though they see him, then they should try to call to mind the fact, the reality that Allah is seeing them. So that the person will strive in this way, and they would make a great effort to complete and perfect the act of worship that they are doing, knowing that Allah is watching them, or yani if they have reached a higher level, yani as though they see Allah. وَلَا يَزَالَ الْعَبْدُ يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسَهُ لِيَتَحَقَّقَ بِهَذَا الْمَقَامِ الْعَالِي حَتَّى يَقْوَى إِمَانُهُ وَيَقِينُهُ وَيَصِلْ يعني في ذلك إلى حق اليقين الذي هو أعلى المراتب اليقين فيذوق حلاوة الطاعات وَيَجِدُ ثَمَرَاتُ الْمُعَامَلَاتِ وَهَذَا هُوَ الْإِيمَانِ الْكَامِلِ. So here the Shaykh, he says, yani after mentioning these two aspects of ihsan, yani ihsan in the worship of Allah, and ihsan, yani one's good treatment of the people, he said a person should strive then to worship Allah as though they are seeing them. If they're not able to do that, then call to mind that Allah, yani that Allah is looking at you, that Allah is watching you. So that a person in that case would be able to strive, yani to complete and perfect the acts of worship, and that a person continues to strive and struggle yani against their nafs until yani they subdue it and they're able to achieve and realize this lofty station of ihsan, yani such that the iman will be strengthened and their yaqeen will be strengthened, and then they will reach yani the level of haqq al-yaqeen, yani which is the highest level of the levels of yaqeen, and in this way they will taste, yani experience, enjoy the sweetness of at-ta'at. Yani they will enjoy the acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani a person would yani be able to enjoy fasting because of this level of yaqeen. They would enjoy praying. They would enjoy standing in the night for 1 hour or two or three, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enjoy. Yani they would taste the sweetness of the acts of obedience and enjoy them. It wouldn't be a burden or a hardship or something that's difficult that they struggle to try to do, Rather, it will be a pleasure. It will be a joy. It will be a means of happiness. And they will also find the fruit of al-mu'amalat. Yani, they will enjoy their interactions with the people when they interact with them in the best way that is dictated by the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah. He said, and this is هذا هو الإيمان الكامل. Yani, al-Iman al-Kamil, the complete Iman, it is that a person worships Allah the way he deserves to be worshipped. And that they also treat the people the way Allah has legislated. Yani, the perfection of Iman is not just in worshipping Allah with his full rights, but also, yani, it requires, yani, that we also exhibit what Allah has required of us in our dealings with the people. Yani, ihsan ma'al khaliq wal ihsan ma'al makhluq. Shaykh Abdul Razak, he says, Hafidhullah, al-ijtihad fi tahakkuk fi maqam al-ihsan. What time is it? 10. He said, and likewise, from the things that strengthen Iman, is striving to achieve, to realize the station of ihsan in its two types or two divisions. That is, ihsan fi ibadat al-khaliq, wal ihsan fi mu'amalati al-khalq. Yani, ihsan in the worship of the Creator, and ihsan in one's interactions, dealings with the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with ihsan. And He has also informed us that He loves the people of ihsan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited us to ihsan. And He has made clear the greatness of this station of ihsan and the lofty, yani, status or station of ihsan. So ihsan is a great, magnificent station. It requires from the human being, al-mujahada, that we strive and that we struggle continuously in order to achieve this great station, the station of ihsan. Then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 69th Ayat, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who, the meaning of which is, those who strive, yani, fina, yani, in our way, in our deen, whoever strives in what Allah has legislated, then Allah will guide them. Then we will guide them to our ways, subulana, yani, ways of good and khair. And indeed, Allah is with the muhsineen, the people of ihsan. So the station of ihsan, it requires a person to strive, to struggle, to make an effort, al-mujahada. Yani, in terms of the ihsan that's related to the worship of Allah and the ihsan that's related to one's dealings with the people. So whoever takes it upon himself to strive, to make this type of effort, to realize, to achieve, to accomplish, yani, this station of ihsan, yani, in terms of their worship of the Creator and their dealings with the people, then they will receive the fruit of this. As the author, rahimahullah, says, that is, they will taste the sweetness, they will enjoy obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will also, yani, taste the fruits of their mu'amala, yani, their dealings with the people, yani, their good dealings with the people, their tayyib dealings with the people, and in terms of the relations with others. He said, and this is the al-iman al-kamil, that is, again, yani, al-ihsan with the Creator in one's worship, and ihsan with the people, yani, in your dealings with the people. After this, the author says, وَخَذَلِكَ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ. Yani, here the author goes into a little bit of detail concerning the second side of ihsan. Yani, ihsan with the Creator and one's worship. And here he talks about al-ihsan with the people. He said, كَذَلِكَ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ بِالْقَوْلِ وَالْفِعْلِ وَالْمَالِ وَالْجَاهِ وَأَنْوَاعِ الْمَنَافِرِ. Yani, in the English translation, they didn't mention all of these things. So perhaps you want to make a note that here, the author says, and likewise, al-ihsan, in your dealings with the people, with your speech, how you talk to them, with your actions, yani, the actions that, yani, how you act with people, wal-mal, with your wealth or property, wal-jah, yani, with your, yani, the use of your standing or your position or your rank or your station in the society, you're able to help people. He said, wa-anwa' al-manafi', and all types of things that are beneficial. Yani, ihsan with the people in all of these ways. In your speech, in your action, your wealth, your status or your position, yani, using your influence to help people, and every other type of benefit that you can, yani, give to the people. Huwa min al-iman wa min dawa'i al-iman. He said, doing these things, these yani treating the people well and doing good to the people in this way, he said this is a part of Iman, and it also is from that which calls to Iman. It's a part of Iman, and it also is that which calls to Iman. And then the Shaykh mentions the principle al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. Al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. Yani that the reward that will be given, the reward that a person will receive, will be in accordance with, will be of the same type as the deed done. Yani the reward will be like, will be of the same type as the deed done. فَكَمَا أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ وَأَوْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بِرِّهِ مَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ. Yani, so in the same way that a person does well to the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and treats them well with kindness according to one's ability, then in the same way Allah will return ihsan. Yani the ihsan that you exhibit with the people, then Allah will return it with a reward of the same type. Allah will be good to you. Yani with all types of ihsan. And from afdaliha, the best of the ihsan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the people, is an yuqawwiya imanahu, that Allah strengthens that person's iman. In exchange for the good that you do to the people, Allah will strengthen, Allah will be good to you. The best of what Allah does is that He strengthens your iman. وَرَغْبَتَهُ فِي فِعْلِ الْخَيْرِ وَتَخَرُّبِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ وَإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ الْعَمَلُ لَهُ. Yani, that Allah strengthens the person's iman, and He also strengthens their raghba, their desire, their inclination to do good. And He strengthens their efforts to get near to Him. And He strengthens their efforts to make their actions, yani with ikhlas, purely for Him alone. And in this way, yani the Shaykh says, here he uses two words, an-nus and al-ihsan. An-nus was wal-nasiha wal-ihsan. And the context of it, yani it's pretty clear that he is referring to by an-nus and an-nasiha, he's referring to al-ihsan. Yani an-nus means yani good advice or counsel, and nasiha is pretty much the same, sincere advice. And al-ihsan means exerting or extending oneself in doing good, yani in the worship of Allah or in, with the people. But here we're talking about the people, right? So the Shaykh says, وَبِذَلِكَ يَتَحَقَّقُ. Yani in doing good to the people, a person يَتَحَقَّقُ الْعَبْدُ بِالنُّصْ لِلَّهِ وَلِعِبَادِهِ. So in this way, by exhibiting ihsan in your worship of Allah and in your dealings with the people, he said the person will achieve or realize an nus lillahi wal ibadi. And we know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said the deen and nasiha. And they said to who? He said lillahi wa li kitabihi wa li yani rasulihi wa li a'immatil muslimin wa amatihim. So an nasiha here, it means fulfilling the rights, being sincere, but also fulfilling the rights that are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that is due to Him. Yani here he means with ihsan, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of the people. Yani بِذَلِكَ يَتَحَقَّقُ وَالْعَبْدُ بِالنُّصْحِ لِلَّهِ وَلِعِبَادِهِ. So a person will realize and achieve yani النُّصْ, that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yani النُّصْ for His worshippers. فَإِنَّ الدِّينَ النَّصِيحَ, because the deen itself, it is a nasiha. Yani meaning what? That nasiha means, this doesn't mean just giving advice, it means fulfilling the rights of Allah in the way that is due to Him in the best way according to ihsan. Worshipping Him, fulfilling His rights as though you see Him. And if you can't reach that level, then at least on the level of knowing that He sees you. So whoever does so, then know that they have fulfilled, they have realized the nus. That is, because the whole of the deen is a nasiha. And whoever, وَمَنْ وَفِّقَ لِلْإِحْسَانِ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ فِي مُعَامَلَةِ الْخَلْقِ فَقَدْ تَحَقَّقَ نُصْحُهُ. So you see, he goes back to using the word ihsan in place of nus. First he said النُصْ لِلَّهِ وَلِعِبَادِهِ, and now he said that whoever does this, then they, yani whoever has been given success in yani al-ihsan, achieving ihsan or النُصْ, yani in the worship of his Rabb, and ihsan or nus in his muamala with the khalq, then this person has achieved yani nushuhu, yani achieved ihsanuhu, yani have realized, has fulfilled in the best way possible the rights of Allah and the rights of the people, Yani both of them, both sides, and that's why the Shaykh says here, and Allah knows best, وَلِذَلِكَ قَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, that no one of you has iman, complete and perfect iman. No one of you realizes the complete and perfect iman unless and until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Meaning, the Shaykh is saying here that it's not just al-ihsan fi ibadati rabbihi, but also requires al-ihsan يعني في معاملتي يعني الخلق. So a person doesn't have a complete and perfect iman, a person doesn't achieve the fullness of ihsan by just worshipping Allah alone, but rather also يعني a person has to fulfill the rights that belong to the people. In a hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali. رحمه رضي الله عنه, he says, بايعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقامة الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. يعني that I gave allegiance to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to establish the prayers and to give the zakat and to have nusḥ, يعني for every Muslim. Some of the scholars say what is intended by nusḥ here is to have sincerity in your dealings with your brother Muslim. And from the completeness of that is that a Muslim loves for his brother what he loves for himself, as the Shaykh mentions here in this, in the ending of this particular point. We still have some time left, but it seems as though the battery is almost gone, but still going, alhamdulillah. Okay, so Shaykh Abdul Razak, and whatever we don't finish tonight, inshallah, we'll finish it next week. There's some very important points here. He says, yani, likewise, the ihsan is not just in the worship of Allah, but it's also in one's dealings with the people, your speech, your actions, your wealth, your influence, and every other benefit that can be given to the people. And in any way that a person can be good to the people. Yani, ihsan in speech and in actions and one's wealth and other than that. He said, all of this is from iman. And that is because يعني الإحسان يعني in worship and dealing with the people is from the characteristics or the خصال of إيمان, يعني it's from those actions that are part of إيمان. And from another perspective, not only is it a part of إيمان, but it's also from that which calls to إيمان. And as the Shaykh said, يعني the more a person increases يعني their portion of al-ihsan, then the more will be increased their iman. And he mentions, yani previously we talked about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the saying that iman is 60 or 70 some odd branches. The highest of them is the saying of la ilaha illallah, and the lowest of them is removing something harmful from the road, and that haya is also a branch of iman. So we know that the aspects of iman are many, and from amongst the greatest of them is al-ihsan. So even if a person were to do some good to any of the yani worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as just merely removing something harmful from the road, but doing it as a means of seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani removing something harmful from the road as a means of seeking nearness to Allah and hoping for reward from Allah, then this action will be from the actions of iman. Yani through which their iman will be increased and their reward will be magnified. And it came in the hadith in the Sahih of Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ said that a man passed by a branch, yani from a tree, that possessed thorns. And he said, I swear by Allah, yani I will not leave this in the road of the Muslims so that it will harm them. So he removed it to the side of the road, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was grateful to him, was thankful to him for doing that deed, so he rewarded him by admitting him into Jannah. Therefore, a person shouldn't think lightly, think insignificant of any good deed that a person does, anything of good. Because the actions of Bir and Ihsan, all of the actions of Bir and Ihsan, any that a person does to the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of this is a part of Iman. Yani it's from the actions of Iman. And it's from the things that call to Iman. And therefore, yani it necessitates an increase and strengthening of Iman. The last thing that the Shaykh says, he goes back to the statement of the author, rahimahullah, about Jazam and Jins al-Amal. He says, notice a benefit, a tremendous benefit, fa'ida azima, very beneficial. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, has called to our attention. That is, al-jaza'u min jins al-amali. Yani that the reward for a thing will be of the same type. And it will be, yani like, yani from the same category of the deed done. He said, this is a, yani sharia principle. Al-jaza' min jins al-amali. And we found it in the Quran, al-jaza' al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Is there any reward for ihsan? Except ihsan. Yani the reward for a thing will be like it. Person does good, ihsan, Allah rewards them with ihsan. So he said here, in the same way that a person does good to the worshippers of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani they treat them well, according to their ability, then Allah will return good to them, and from the best of the good that Allah, yani, gives to a person, as we mentioned earlier, is strengthening their iman, and their desire to do good, and they're seeking nearness to Him, and making the deen purely for Allah alone. So, when a person is merciful, kind to even an animal, as well, not just a human being, but even an animal, person is kind to that animal or to a human being and does well to them, helps them, yani in some kind of way, yani fulfills their need, helps them out of some kind of problem, assists them in any affair, yani as a means of yani being merciful and kind and loving, loving that good, yani if a person does it for that reason, then the reward that will return to them will be like the good that they did. Allah will reward them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani with ihsan. Like the ihsan that they did to the created beings, human or otherwise. So Allah will reward them, yani, by yani ihsan, returning to them, giving them His favor, strengthening their iman. And He said, how many of the people, yani, we found that the reason for their being firm upon the deen is by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made easy for them to do some good. Yani, a person remained firm upon the deen because Allah made it easy for them to do some good. Allah made it easy for them to do. The tawfiq is from Allah. And nobody should imagine that when they're doing good, that they did it independently, that this is because I'm great, because I'm good. Rather, Allah is the one who makes easy. Yani, whatever He makes easy for anyone. As the Prophet ﷺ said, yani in a hadith, yani that there's nothing easy, illa yani la sahla illa ma jaltahu sahla. Allahumma la sahla illa ma jaltahu sahla. Yani there's nothing easy except what You made easy. So if we find some ease in doing good, know that it is from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person did some good, even if it was good to an animal, he said that this may be the means through which Allah caused them to remain firm upon their deen. He said, remember the woman who was a prostitute, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled her to, yani, change her life, to repent. Allah accepted her repentance and Allah forgave her. And she abandoned that filthy, yani, horrible behavior that she was upon just because of a good that she did. And that good was what? Giving some drink, a water, to a dog. So Allah forgave her for that. And what is important here, yani the Shaykh is saying that ihsan to the created beings, to the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to human beings, even to animals, is from the greatest means of achieving or realizing yani the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is an increase in one's iman and remaining firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think we're at the end of our time. We still have a minute. Okay, so let me just quickly try to see if I can go through yani a couple of points that's made concerning the hadith known as the hadith of Jibril. In this hadith, the third question that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Akhbirni an al-ihsan." قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen said concerning this hadith, yani, that the saying in this hadith that the angel Jibril said, inform me about al-ihsan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ihsan is to worship Allah as though you're seeing Him, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. So if you didn't see him, yani you couldn't reach that level of it being as though you see seeing Allah, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, meaning, then know indeed that he worships you. Shaykh al-Faymin rahimahullah says, الْإِحْسَانِ فِي حَقِّ الْخَالِقِ, that al-ihsan related to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person أَنْ تَبْنِي إِبَادَتَكَ عَلَى الْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْمُتَابَةِ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that a person base their worship upon sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Messenger of Allah. Yani al-ihsan, in terms of the right of Allah, the Creator, is that a person make their worship to be based upon al-ikhlas, sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and al-mutaba'ah, making the worship for Allah alone in accordance with the sunnah. So the more a person is yani sincere, akhlasa wa atba, and following the Prophet, the more they will achieve al-ihsan. As far as ihsan for the created beings, he said, it is بَذْلُ الْخَيْرِ لَهُمْ مِنْ مَالْ وَجَاءُ وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, that a person extend good to the people, whether it's from their wealth or from the influence that they have or other than that. The Prophet ﷺ said, الْإِحْسَانِ أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ, it is that you worship Allah, يعني كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. He said, this worship of Allah is not achieved except by two things. The ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mutaba'ah, following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani that means that this worship that the human being does for their Rabb, yani in accordance with these conditions, that they do it sincerely for Allah alone and according to the sunnah, yani should be a worship ka'annahu yarahu, as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, he called this ibadatu talabin wa shawqin. Ibadatu, yani this first level of ihsan is in worship of Allah, ibadatu talabin wa shawqin, that a person worships Allah yani seeking, desiring, yearning, yani something from Allah, yearning Allah's pleasure and His reward. He called this ibadatu talabin wa shawqin. Yani ibadatu talab wa shawq, he said that a person finds within their self the urge to worship Allah, within their self, the urge to worship Allah. لِأَنَّهُ يَتْلُبْ هَذَا الَّذِي يُحِبُّهُ, because he is seeking from Allah that which he loves, seeking the pleasure and reward of Allah. He said this is what? Yani ibadah talabin wa shawqin. Yani the urge within oneself, the prompting from one within oneself, that urges a person to do good, to worship Allah in the best way, seeking what one loves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that a person worship Allah as though he's seen him, he said, يَقْصُدُهُ وَيُنِيبُ إِلَيْهِ وَيَتَقَرُّبُ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Yani that person worships Allah as though he is seeing him, yani making Allah yani the goal or the aim, and turning to Allah with good and seeking nearness to Allah on their own, yani because of what's inside of their self, what's in their heart of desiring that which they know is with Allah, yani of reward and the pleasure of Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, but if a person didn't yani reach this level of seeing Allah, and seeing Allah with their heart, then they should know that Allah sees them. The Shaykh said, meaning, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, yani, then indeed he sees you. If you do not see him, then indeed he sees you. That is, worship him عَلَى وَجْهِ الْخَوْفِ, worship him from the perspective of fear, and do not disobey him. لِأَنَّكَ إِنْ خَالَفْتَهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, and do not disobey him, because indeed if you disobey him, then indeed he sees you, and he sees you in your disobedience. So worship him, عِبَادَةَ خَائِفٍ مِّنْهُ, the worship of one who fears Allah. This is the second level of ihsan, worshipping Allah like the one who fears him. حَارِبٍ مِّنْ عَذَابِهِ وَعِقَابِهِ, yani fleeing from his punishment, fleeing from his punishment. This level of ihsan عند أهل العبادة أدنى من درجة الأولى, this is lower than the first level. This level of iman, yani worshipping Allah like the one who fears him, yani fleeing from his punishment, knowing that Allah sees you, and therefore trying to perfect the worship because you know that Allah is overlooking you, that Allah is observing you, that Allah sees what you are doing. He said this level of ihsan, yani according, yani in amongst the people of ibadah, this is the lower level. It's lower than the first level, yani worshiping Allah as though you see him. So here he says, so ihsan has two levels, مرتبة الطلب ومرتبة الحرب. the level of talab, seeking what is with Allah due to the urge that's in oneself. And the second level is martabatu al-harab, yani the level of fleeing from Allah's punishment, knowing that He sees you. Yani worshipping Allah, yani from the urge within yourself, seeking His reward. And the second level is worshipping Allah, yani knowing that He's seeing you, fleeing from His punishment. He said, martabatu talab, the level of talab is that you worship Allah, ka'annaka tarahu, as though you are seeing Him, you are witnessing Him. And martabatu al-harab, yani the level of harab, is worshipping Allah, wa hu yaraka, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah sees you, and that you, yani, fear Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, yani third surah, 30th ayah, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَ, yani that Allah warns you from Himself. Yani Allah is calling you to fear Him, yani to fear disobedience to Him, fearing, yani, His punishment. I think our time is up now. It's like my recorder is on 101. The last point that I want to make is another explanation, yani similar explanation, that also brings a different benefit that I think is really, really important here, and that is the point of seeing Allah. How do you see Allah? How do you worship Allah as though you see Him? Hafiz al-Hakami, rahimahullah, he says, yani the question, ma huwa al-ihsan fil ibadah? What is ihsan al-ibadah? And then he says that the Prophet ﷺ explained in the hadith where Jibril asks questions. And from his questions, he asks, what is ihsan? And the Prophet said, to worship Allah as though you're seeing Him. And if not, then know that He sees you. This hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, and others. He says that Hafiz al-Hakami, rahimahullah, says that ihsan is on two levels. Two different levels. The highest of them is worshipping Allah, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَوْا, as though you see Him. وَهَذَا مَقَامُ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ, this is the level of al-mushahada. Shaykh al-Thameen called it, yani, ibadat al-talab. He calls it maqam al-mushahada. Yani, is worshiping Allah as though you are witnessing Him. What exactly is that? And this is what I wanted to mention here, that's very, very important. And he explains, what do you mean by worshiping Allah as though you see Him? هُوَ أَن يَعَمَلَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مُقْتَدَى مُشَاهَدَتِهِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِقَلْبِهِ. It is worshipping Allah based upon, yani, what, the reality that a person is witnessing Allah with their heart, that you see Allah with your heart. How do you see Allah with your heart? He said, هُوَ أَن يَتَنَوَّرَ الْقَلْبُ بِالْإِيمَانِ, yani, that a person's heart is enlightened by iman. How do you see Allah? Yani, how you worship Allah as though you see Him? He said that you worship Allah seeing Him, witnessing Him by your heart. And that is that the heart is enlightened by iman. Yani, there's light in the heart. That's based on what? A person's iman. The greater a person's iman, the greater is that light. وَتَنْفُذَ الْبَصِيرَةُ فِي الْعِرْفَانِ وَتَنْفُذَ الْبَصِيرَةُ فِي الْعِرْفَانِ. And the basira, yani, the insight. Yani, basar is your eyesight, right? You see with your eyes. And al-basira is your insight. Yani, the ability to understand, to see things, yani, from the heart and from the mind. He said, so the basira penetrates into the levels of al-irfan. Yani, perception and knowledge, levels of knowledge. Yani, by insight, a person is able to see if the heart is enlightened with iman. حَتَّى يَسِيرُ الْغَيْبُ كَالْعِيَانِ, until al-ghayb, the unseen, becomes like that which is seen. كَالْعِيَانِ, yani that, like that which you see with your eyes. وَهَذَا هُوَ حَقِيقَةُ مَقَامُ الْإِحْسَانِ, and this is the reality of the station of ihsan. Yani the higher level of the stations, of the two stations of ihsan, is that a person worships Allah based upon their witnessing, seeing Allah with their heart. Yani the heart that's enlightened by iman, such that a person's basira, their insight, penetrates the higher levels of perception and knowledge to the extent that that which is ghaib, unseen, then it becomes like that which is ayan, seen with the eyes. And this is the reality of maqam al-ihsan. And then the shaykh closes by saying, and the second level is maqam al-muraqaba. And he calls the two levels, yani as the shaykh calls them, ibadat al-talab, yani the worship seeking, Yani having an urge with oneself to seek the reward of Allah, and ibadatu al-harab, yani worshipping Allah, yani fearing Allah's punishment, yani worshipping Allah well out of fear of His punishment. He calls the second level al-muraqaba. The first level al-mushahada, witnessing Allah by one's heart, by the iman. And the second level al-muraqaba. Muraqaba, yani wahuwa an ya'mal al-abd ala al-istihdar mushahadati Allahi iyyahu wa tla'ihi alayhi wa qurbihi minhu. Yani that is worshipping Allah, that a person acts, a person does their deeds, calling to mind, being conscious and aware that Allah is witnessing him, and that Allah is overseeing him, and that Allah is near to him. Yani worshipping Allah, knowing that Allah sees you, and that Allah, yani, is watching you, and that Allah is near to you. So if a person calls this to mind, the fact that Allah is witnessing you, and He sees you, and He's observing you, and He's near to you, he said, فَإِذَا اسْتَحْضَرَ الْعَبْدِ هَذَا فِي عَمَلِهِ, if a person calls this to mind in their deeds, وَعَمَلَ عَلَيْهِ, and acts upon it, فَهُوَ مُخْلِصٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى, and that person will be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is because calling to mind this, that Allah is witnessing you, that Allah is observing you, that Allah is near to you, calling this to mind in one's deeds, يَمْنَعُهُ مِنَ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَإِرَادَتِهِ بِالْعَمَلِ. This prevents a person from looking to other than Allah, and seeking, yani intending one's deed for other than Allah. This prevents that from happening. And then he says, yani, that the levels, these two levels of ihsan, that the people differ in them, yani, to the extent of the penetration of their insight, yani, to the difference in their insight, yani, to whatever extent people have greater insight by greater iman, then their level of their ihsan will be greater according to that. This is the end of what we wanted to say, and I think we went a couple of minutes over. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, shadun la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If somebody reminds me, if they would like the PDF of the author, rahimahullah's book, dealing with the beautiful aspects of Islam in Arabic, we'll send it to you. And if we find it in English, I know, I'm sure it has been translated. I think I read it, but it was 15 years ago, so I can't remember, you know, where or who published it. But in any case, inshallah, I'm going to continue to look for it. If we find it, we'll also send it out. But if somebody just reminds me. Any question before we close? Comment? Correction? Any correction? Any question? Jazakumullah khair wa barakallah feekum. And I'm closing, but I also want to say that I remember when I was in the Arab countries, I should say in the Muslim lands, but I say Arab countries because some of the Muslim lands are not Arabic-speaking countries. But in the Arabic countries, I remember hearing the saying, a very beautiful saying, it's not a hadith, Ajjar qabla ad-dar. This is a famous saying, Ajjaru qabla ad-dar. Yani, look at your neighbor before you look at the house. You want to move into a house? Check the neighbor first, before you check the house. Allah blessed me to know the neighbor before I knew the house that I live in right now. Before I saw the house. Subhanallah. Check the neighbor before the house. If you have a good neighbor, everything else is okay. Wallahi. Subhanallah. That's a true statement. I just wanted to say that because it's wisdom. It's not a hadith, but it is wisdom. And you look for a good neighbor before you look for a good house. That is, a person doesn't have complete iman if his neighbor is not safe from his harm. But here we're looking at the other side, yani the benefit of the neighbor. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khayra.